It's a little cold for you guys for practice today, so you can thank me later.
Like, is that so much talk about the injuries of tailback? Is what's happened at linebacker kind of as odd as you've seen as well?
We've had a few. Running back situation a little bit different. Four guys on IR, Selvin being out, and same thing with the linebacker position. But the one thing about the linebacker position, we got a chance to get DJ back and Nate both back, so that's a positive.
What do you think about the guys who played at linebacker on Thursday night, Woodyard and Nico and
James? Obviously,
I thought they did a good job. I mean, anytime you could, lose a couple guys like we did and still find a way to win, you feel good about the effort and the way they fought back in the second half, so that was a positive. Yeah, we signed a running back today, Alex Haynes. He's played both halfback and the fullback position. We're looking at him at the halfback position and got a chance to get a little feel of our offense today.
Will Pope have a chance to show what he can do and what he can do?
Pope's also got, we activated him last week and familiar with our offense. So, he's a little bit ahead, obviously, of Alex just because he knows what he's doing.
Did you work out a running back? Were you worried about the guys who've been out a little longer because of injury risk? Or did you take that?
Well, it's always tough when guys have been out because you're not sure if they're in football shape, and you get a chance here to see if they've been staying in shape or how far out of shape they're in. And you get a chance to see if they're familiar with our terminology and those type of things. So it's a learning process on both sides.
Mike, you think Champ is going to be able to practice this weekend?
I really don't know.
What about Daniel Graham's emergence? He was a pass receiver in the last few weeks. Are you pleased with that?
That one run he had for a touchdown, obviously, after the catch was one we needed. And yeah, he's been effective. He's been an excellent blocker for us, and at times he's made some big plays in the passing game. And all tight ends like to catch the ball, so I'm glad he's gotten those opportunities and taken advantage of it when he has.
Do you have any thoughts of what Brandon's playing celebration?
No, but obviously, you can't ever put yourself in front of the team because that could have been a 15-yarder. I never did talk to Mike, and I'm not sure what would have happened, but. You can't, put your team in jeopardy. And obviously, you have conversations about those things that'll stay, stay in house. But, you got to check before you do something like that. And I'm not sure if it would have been, but they did, throw a flag. Obviously, it could have put us in a tough situation. Anyone else?